Warren from Chicago. Which one are you talking about?
Well, Slim Ranger, I'm a little steamed tonight.
Oh, what are you mad about?
I'm a little steamed. I think all these people who are talking about, you know, oh, I'm against torture, I'm against torture, I think they're missing the point.
What's that?
I think they really, have their heads buried in the sand. That's what I think.
How so?
I'm steamed.
Well, I know you're upset. I can tell. I can tell by your voice.
Can't they see that this is just an insidious way of attacking a great American institution? Can't they see that if they go out against all torture, they're actually attacking the institution of marriage?
Now that's an interesting angle on it.
Yeah,
I hadn't considered.
I'm really ticked because if you say that
I don't think
no
I'd
torture,
ever considered
if
that.
No
I have
torture
to be
justified
honest.
Under any circumstances, you're going to wipe out the institution of marriage right
and
now.
Marriage is destroyed.
You can't have marriage without torture.
This is interesting. Well, that's why we have divorce. First of all, that would be my other thought because that's another.
That's why we have divorce, exactly. Yeah. So one day a man wakes up and says, I've been tortured enough.
Some
day a woman wakes up and says, I've been tortured enough. But that's what triggers
I'm
divorce,
out of here.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I'm not sure that's what most people have in mind when they think of torture. Now, this is an interesting one, so.
They need to wake up and smell the coffee then, you know. So that's why I'm saying you just can't come out against torture unless you're ready to throw the whole institution of marriage
completely out the door. Yeah. So marriage without torture would not be an option, I guess.
Well, I think that marriage without torture is what's called going steady.
That's going steady. Okay, yeah, I gotcha.
It's called going steady, but once you put the shackles on, it's a whole different animal. You know.
Then you're pretty much stuck. I don't get the arguments about torture either, okay? And I never had considered, I'll be honest, that it had threatened the whole institution of marriage.
Yeah, well, that's why I was so worked. I'm sorry I got all emotional on you.
I may have to oppose it more than I have in the past because I generally just saw it as a trivial thing. And, I thought that it might threaten the institution of war, potentially. You know, no torture means you really can't have a fun war again, ever. Which is bad enough, but when you tell me it threatens marriage, well, that's very serious at that point.
Well, there may be a few marriages out there that would survive. Marriages involving people like, I don't know, Kathy Maskell-Walsh, for example. Linda Salusco-Wallace.
These are the exceptions.
These are the exceptions.
And this is the whole point.
By and large,
even a
bamboo under the fingernails is nothing compared to what can happen day by day in an American marriage.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day. So what? It doesn't mean anything. We're talking the vast majority here. We can't be worried about the exceptional cases.
You're right.
So,
not have the right policy.
Well, I could tell you were upset. I mean, it was obvious that you were definitely steamed. Steamed, I think, is the way you put it.
I gotta have some grape juice or something. I gotta calm down.
Yeah, take some grape juice. You know, watch a few Leave It to Beaver episodes because I think those would be very helpful. To restore your faith in the institution and all.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I feel a little better already just thinking about it.
And trust me. Just take this as given.
Mm-hmm.
Marriage is an institution that has been around for thousands of years, and it's always going to be there, and it never is going to go away. Trust me, just like torture.
And on that brilliant note, I should probably say goodnight. Thank you, Slum Ranger. You've restored my faith.
You are welcome. We're here to bring perspective to the issues of the day. And we will take a break and be back with more of your calls after these messages.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger with a personal invitation for you to join me from 2 to 4 every Monday through Friday afternoon on WGNU. It is so great to be back in the St. Louis area, and I'm looking forward to talking with you here at Radio Free St. Louis about your personal, work, and family problems and issues. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA, that's 1-800-DR-LAURA, and let's take on the day. Join me, Dr. Laura Schlesinger, 2 to 4, Monday through Friday afternoons on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.